There are two ways an individual can get a Roth IRA. One is to contribute to one. Just contribute to a Roth IRA. Go to a broker, go to a bank, go to a credit union, open up a Roth IRA and say, I'd like to contribute whatever I can to up to a maximum each year. There's a maximum each year. In 2008, it happened to be $5,000, $6,000 if you're over the age 50. Put the money in. But that's one way of doing it. The other way that you can get a Roth IRA is to take an existing traditional IRA and convert it to a Roth IRA.
Mm.
Now, when you convert a traditional IRA, any money inside that IRA that has not been taxed, definitely the earnings, but if you put the money in on a pre-tax basis, you had a deductible IRA, everything in the IRA is subject to tax when you convert it to a Roth IRA.
So you'll have a reduced net.
You'll end up with a Roth IRA, but you have to pay the tax on stuff that you have not paid tax on yet.
Does that come out? Can that come out of the funds that you're converting?
No, it has to come from an outside source.
Okay.
So, but a lot of people can't do that because their income is too high. And the limit currently, and was in 2008, was $100,000. If your total income is over $100,000. You're not allowed to convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. But there were some people out there in 2008 whose income was below $100,000, and they decided to take an IRA and convert it, and in so doing, they paid federal and state taxes. Well, if you remember back in early 2008, the stock market was doing fairly well, but then in the course of the year, it went way down, especially towards the end. Remember how the stock market went way down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I remember that.
Yes, Ed, we do recall.
Yes. And continuing into early 2009. Well, let's say somebody had, for sake of example, an IRA worth $20,000, and they converted it, and all of it was taxable. So let's say they're in a 25% federal tax bracket. So they're going to pay tax on 25% of $20,000, or they owe the federal government, they owe the IRS $5,000. They paid the $5,000, and now they have the Roth IRA. But over the course of the year, 2008, early 2009, the value of that IRA went from $20,000 down to, let's say, $8,000. Mm-hmm. They lost a lot of value in their IRA.
Okay.
Well, there's a little known fact that you can change your mind, say, well, I really didn't want to do that because look how much my IRA's gone down, my Roth IRA. I tell you what, if I change my mind and file a form with the IRS, just forget about the whole thing, can I get my tax dollars back? And the answer is yes. It's called recharacterization. You're going to recharacterize your conversion. Now, when you do that, when you make that election to recharacterize your conversion, all the taxes you have paid, you'll get back.
Wow.
On that conversion.
So just the taxes, not the amount of loss on the investment.
Right. You're not going to get the value back of your IRA,
right,
which you've lost. In my example,
that'd be a heck of a guarantee.
You will get back your $5,000 of federal, and the same thing with state taxes. Now, in order to do this, anybody who is in this situation, who converted a Roth IRA back in converted a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA back in 2008, even though they have filed their 2008 income taxes, they still can make this election to recharacterize their IRA, but they must do it by October 15th, which is about 4 weeks away.
Okay, so there's a statute of limitations on this?
There's a statute of limitations of October 15th, 2009, for any conversions that were done in 2008. Now, this is true whether or not you have filed your 2008 income taxes. Some people have not filed their 2008 income taxes.
They filed an extension. Isn't that the deadline for the extension?
The extension for deadline is October 15th.
Okay.
So you have until then to make this election to recharacterize. And what you have to do is, if you're going to recharacterize your Roth IRA, you need to contact your IRA custodian. Every IRA has a custodian. It could be a brokerage. It could be somebody at the bank who took the money in the first place. So, the bank is handling it. Credit union. You need to contact them, but you have to make that election no later than October 15th.
And, Ed, isn't there a small opportunity cost if you recharacterize your conversion because you might have gotten some interest on the money that had stayed in the account in the first place?
Yeah, it may have been, but...
Probably not much.
But not much. I mean, we're assuming, if the IRA went up in value, you don't do this. But chances are, over the course of the last year and a half, most IRAs, anything that's invested, especially in the stock market, has gone down. It may have come back a little bit. The stock market has done fairly well over the last few months, but it certainly hasn't come back to what it was when you converted it, and that's why you can save some tax dollars.
Well, you always find the most, obscure benefits for people. And how many people do you think fall into this category, Ed?
I don't think a lot, Jane, but the few who do, it's really worth their time to do this because they can get some money back from the federal government and from the state government.
So even though you think the Roth IRA is such a better deal, you think in this case it would be better to unconvert those monies?
Yes, I think it would, and there's a lollipop here because if you change your mind again and want to go back to the Roth IRA, you can do that. You can go through another conversion. Oh, the IRS allows you to do a conversion, a recharacterization, and another conversion, but you couldn't do that until next year, until January.
That administrator's going to be tired of hearing from you.
Well, we're just reporting what's out there, and again, there are accountants and they're financial planners who know all the laws,
right.
And if individuals have questions, they should go. And I had written an article, a column for a website, and that article I'm sending to the station.
Oh, great!
And then individuals can read all about this and get all the details with some examples, so they'll best understand it.